This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. In an effort to break the stalemate over a bill that would ban abortions after 20 weeks, pro-life advocates staged a sit-in in the halls of Congress and were arrested Wednesday. The bill has been hung up over language in the bill and with a concern some House representatives have that they might be associated with a measure that could fail. The bill is designed, among other things, to raise awareness of the pain and the humanity associated with abortion. In 2013, pro-life members of Congress wrote the Government Accountability Office, an arm of Congress, requesting a comprehensive report on tax funding of abortion advocacy groups. Representative Diane Black from Tennessee was dismayed Wednesday by the GAO response. $1.5 billion went to Planned Parenthood from 2010 to 2012. Additionally, four other groups received hundreds of millions of dollars from American taxpayers to promote abortion. This is Life News Radio. You may have seen their curriculum in the National Catholic Register, or you've heard of the Life Principles. If you are an educator or are responsible for high school curricula, you really do need to see the work of Healing the Culture. At healingtheculture.com, you'll discover how modern technology and tested teaching methods are inspiring students to embrace pro-life convictions permanently. Visit healingtheculture.com. In other headlines, another gruesome abortion procedure is being promoted in New York state legislation. Another Supreme Court ruling, this one in favor of the mother, shows how pregnant women continue to suffer discrimination in the workplace. And Ohio is considering a bill to ban abortions based on Down syndrome. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.